It is National 4-H Week and at KMMO we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs and their leaders. With me today is Jack Day of the Fayette Fellowship 4-H Club of Howard County. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing good.
First of all, who are your parents?
Travis Day and Shelley Day.
And where do you go to school?
Fayette Middle School.
What grade are you in?
Seventh.
What are your projects in 4-H?
Well, I do cattles, and for one of the projects when I was like in like my second year, I did like feeding a baby goat.
Okay. How many years have you been in 4-H?
3.
What of your 4-H project has been your favorite?
Probably the cattles.
Okay. Have you shown any at the state fair?
Yes, I have, twice.
How'd you do?
Pretty good. I got like $2,000.
Wow, that's good. Could you give me $1,000?
No.
These interviews are just $1,000 a piece, okay?
That's not supposed to be.
You don't think you want to part with that money, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Have you done other projects other than the cattle?
Well, the baby goat one, like I said.
Okay.
Yeah, on how to feed it.
Okay. What's your favorite thing you've gotten to do in 4-H since you've been in?
Well, probably like the projects and stuff that I get to see what people did.
Okay. If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would recommend it to them because it's fun and you can go on and learn something from it.
Okay. So what do you want to do when you get bigger? Do you have any idea when you get out of high school?
Probably gotta like, go on and like show some cattle and stuff.
Continue with showing. You're gonna continue showing cattle. Gonna continue with 4-H as long as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me. I've been visiting with Jack Day of the Fayette Fellowship 4-H Club as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO. Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.